This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
Elevate your mind. Expand your thinking.
And so my fellow Americans.
It's the E-Square Podcast.
Yo, it's the E-Square Podcast. I'm Easy Mo, and today, man, we're finally back in business.
Yes, sir.
My dog, Reezy. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. How's everything going, man?
Oh, man, it's beautiful, man. It's good to be back here. Good to have you here, bro.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
For sure, man. That people don't know, we already shot an episode, and the universe was working against us, bro, for like the last 3 months, man, getting this interview done, bro, for real.
For real.
Yeah, because last, I had COVID. Well, the first interview, like our audio technical shit fucked up, so it didn't work out, you know what I mean? It's all good. But that was a great interview, but it's all good. This one's going to be better. but now, and then the last few weeks, just scheduling shit and studios and all that extra shit, but we're here.
Right. Yeah, we're here, man. We made it.
Toast up, bro. Toast up, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to the interview. Yes, sir, to the upcoming album?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. Yo, what's up with that, man? Tell us about the upcoming album.
For
like,
sure.
Where's it at, man? Like, what's going on?
Man, the album been done. It's just, you know, we was finna go on tour, but the whole COVID thing, you know, with the mandate of the vaccines as far as entering concerts and stuff.
Yeah, that's crazy they're doing that, huh?
Yeah, they shut the tour down.
You got the vaccine?
Not yet, man.
It's all right, man. Not yet. You think you're gonna get it?
I'm weighing my options. You know what I'm saying?
That's
just
good.
Cause,
that's
man, it's, I'm just waiting because I'm away. Cause it might be enough people who do get it to where you know the rest of the population don't.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? But if it come down to it, and you know, and it's stopping bags,
yeah,
nigga, you know, have to do what I gotta do.
Yeah, no, that's a. That's good that you said that you're weighing your options because a lot of people I've been talking to our age, they're like, hell no, I'm not getting that shit.
Yeah,
just already, you know.
Bro, I was like that. But,
yeah, me too, yeah.
But like I said, it seemed like they taking a step like, oh, y'all still ain't got, all right, well, you got to do this now to do that.
No, can't go to Raiders game.
Nah, and exactly.
And my buddy's actually a manager, music manager, and he was going to the Lyrical Lemonade Fest. And he was like, bro, I got to get the vaccine. He's like, yo, all the live music events, he's like, I don't make money if I don't go to these events. So
100.
So he's like, I got to get it. I was like, that's fucked up.
Yep.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Because like,
it's like a way of making you, but not, you know what I'm saying?
Passively, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like
sir.
Leaving you with no other option.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, man. But anyways, man, so you put the album on hold, huh?
I put it on hold just because I wanted to, you know, when I'm on tour, I wanted to be on tour promoting my album and stuff.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, I figure, shoot, I can just spoon feed, you know, hit a little single saying down and then build a buzz back up until where, you know, like I said, we just waiting to see if it can, you know, we can pass over, man. Yeah.
How long you think you'll wait?
Like, I told the boy last night, I was like, the most probably a year and a half, you know what I'm saying? Because we've been wanting to go to Egypt. We've been wanting to go out of the country and do all type of shit. But
for music or like just?
Just to travel, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, you know what I'm saying? They want you to have about 4 or 5 vaccines.
God,
you know what I'm saying? Like, God, I'm over here contemplating one.
Bro, I feel you, bro. It's like it's real weird out here right now.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Especially with these events and people acting like, you know, this shit, like the music and shit. It's like these live events, like, and people going out, people act like it's not happening, but it's like, yo.
Oh, yes, you out know, here.
It's out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, that's cool, man. But unfortunately, like, we need that music, man.
Oh, yeah.
Don't wait too long, bro.
Nah, like you know? I said, I'm just to the point now where I'm finna get on a consistent, you know, week, every 2 weeks, just dropping music videos, content, vlogs, you know what I'm saying? Just to be in people's face.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when, you know, when we get back, when it's the time to get back on this road, I want to put the album, you know, and be promoting the album on the road, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Yeah.
And here go the merch. Here go the album as the merch. You know what I'm saying?
That's the only right thing to do.
Yes, sir.
You know? But you don't got more music? Another album?
Yeah,
you know,
but it's always best to have that that fresh work. You know, I'm a producer, so.
Yeah.
You know, most of my work is, most of my heat going to other artists, too. So, you know, I have to be strategic on how I release it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. How do you balance that? Like being a producer first and then an artist. Like, did you ever feel like you made that transition, or was that just like something where you always wanted to be an artist as well?
Well, shit. Like I said, I was making the beats first because I just my cousin had told me how to make them joints, mm-hmm. and then when I first moved out here, I ain't know nobody to rap on them, so I was like, shit, I'm gonna rap on them. Yeah. And that's really how I got started, you know what I'm saying? And you know,
yeah,
that's it. You know,
yeah. Let's get into that, because a lot of people might not know, because you're definitely like a representative for Vegas.
Oh yeah,
sure,
yeah.
You know, and you've been putting your groundwork in out here for a long time.
Yes, sir.
But you're not from here.
Nope.
Yeah.
From born and raised in Carolina, man.
Mm. So where at exactly?
South Carolina, small town in Bennisfield. I was born in Bennisfield, but Bennisfield. Then you know we moved all up and down the Carolinas. But I went to high school in Myrtle Beach.
Oh, word.
Graduated from there and moved out here at the end of basketball season. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Like the end of high school basketball season?
Oh. Right after basketball season. Oh, shit. My folks was like, we going to Vegas.
How old were you?
I was 17.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Damn. In Vegas, why Vegas? Yep. That's like,
I know, because you know Myrtle Beach is like a tourist area too. You know what I'm saying? And some people had took my pops out to Vegas just to show him. And you know my pops a hustler. He like, what? Yeah. This where the money at? We right, going? Right, we right. Moving?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For real.
Yeah, Myrtle Beach is tough, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah, Myrtle Beach is cool. You know what
it's
I'm saying?
Rough out there.
It depends on where you're at, just like anywhere you're at.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn. So when you moved out here, what was your first impression?
My first impression was I'm not old enough to do shit.
For real, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we walking on the strip, but, you know, we was out here looking
with
like
the water bottles and shit.
Yeah.
And can't do nothing yet.
Hit the cars and shit. But, you know, I'm like, this shit lit, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, yeah, I didn't really fuck with it like that until we went to they had like a Chris Brown concert out here. It was like 2006. It was like, remember All-Star Weekend was that same year when we went out here. But Chris Brown was out here like a few months before. And that's when we seen all them girls out here. We was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, we came to the right motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's dope. So how did you plant your flag with the music? Like, were you doing music in Carolina?
Nope. I was playing ball. I was just playing ball, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was mainly just basketball. And then when I got out to Vegas, it was just over the summer. It was either go to school and, you know, do the basketball thing, really try hard, because, you know, nigga, short nigga, got to try.
Got to go extra hard.
Oh, my God. I'm just like, do I really want to?
Yeah.
Or I can just really control what I got going on with this music shit. Mm-hmm. And I ended up making the decision to stay out here and start making music.
Yeah.
Just making CDs and shit.
Right. Did you have like somebody that got you into it?
Well, my cousin had hit me on some, like, man, I figured out how to make beats off a program, you know what I'm saying? Like off of YouTube, you know what I'm saying? And like, you can download Fruity Loops and, you know, shit like that. And I downloaded it and I had the demo and cracked it and did all that shit. Mm-hmm. And just figured out how to use, just watching YouTube Damn. University.
No, for real, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I've been thinking about getting I'm like a YouTube University graduate, bro.
Oh, come on. You know I'll be saying? Telling motherfuckers.
Yeah, I think, I shouldn't even put this out there, but what I want to do is I want to get a Letterman's jacket and decorate it like YouTube thing.
That'll be hard.
You know
hard.
What I'm saying? Because for real, it's like That'd so many hard. Of us, fuck school, man. We're like the first generation that was like, you know, we don't need school, bro. We got YouTube, man.
Bro, I swear I went to YouTube for some car shit and all type of shit.
Car shit. Bro, I'm building shit. Like, people think I grew up doing that shit.
Bro, when Peanut was telling me, I was like, oh, okay, he must have grew up building shit.
No, bro. YouTube, bro. I'm telling you.
That's crazy.
That's all I need, because that's how I learn. It's like, I learn by seeing it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, I can't sit in the classroom for 10 hours a day. Like, I'm just going to go in one ear and out the other, you know?
Same.
Yeah. So how did you get, like, when you started doing music, and then how did you really, like, start navigating being the out-of-towner and, like...
Man, I was just playing ball, you know, just playing ball still, and then telling niggas I did music, and it was just like...
Just word of mouth type shit?
Yep. Like, well, they got a showcase at Bunkhouse. Bunkhouse was, like, the first time I... really was getting into the mix and stuff like that. And when I went, like I said, I wasn't even old enough. I ended up telling my OG, like, man, they got a show, but I ain't old enough. They end up working the situation out with one of the promoters to get me in there and get, you know, get off stage. But
it was dope,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I met a lot of artists, you know, that was on the scene, and then just start building my name from there.
Yeah, so you just got to get in. You just got to get in, jump in that shit.
Yeah.
A lot of artists these days, they don't really want to do that shit. Man, they don't want to do those little shows anymore.
Man, it's practice, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And whether... You know what I'm saying? Because if you have a number one single tomorrow, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You get out there, it's just, you know what I'm saying? It'd be easy when everybody know your shit, but it's good to have that practice in case, you know what I'm saying, you want to get on that independent route.
Yeah. Was that your first time performing? Ever?
At the Bunkhouse? Hell yeah.
Were you nervous?
Hell yeah. Because I'm to myself, really. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't be really, you know, I was shy. Everybody who seen me in high school, they probably like, nigga, what? That nigga rapping?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, first getting on stage, that, you know, performing and being in this music shit really opened me up to, like.
Like your personality?
Yes, sir.
Damn. You felt free?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, just being able to communicate and just say, you know what I'm saying?
In front of people.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that's dope, bro. So you really got into the mix, and then, was there a point where you were like, this is what I want to do? Or is there like an event that happened? Or you just been like going through it and staying consistent?
I don't know. It's just hearing yourself and liking it. If you feel like you fuck with it, and then other people fucking with it and shit. Like I said, when I was making the beats, I didn't know nobody out here. So I just started rapping on them. And then motherfuckers giving me the okay, and you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Even though it's still in the beginning stages, if I go back and listen to it now, I'll be like, that shit trash. But just starting off, that's what gave, you know, the confidence to keep going, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's gotta be weird though, like, because you're like, I used to try to be an artist too. I tried my little rapping thing, and I realized quick. I'm like, yo, this is not.
What didn't you like about it?
I just felt like it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of like.
Yeah, it is.
Making
it is.
Like it's almost like.
It's a job.
It's a job. It's a job.
Yes, sir.
But it was also like a job in which like, it never ends. You know, if I go to the grocery store and I see somebody, they're gonna think of me as a rapper.
Right.
You know what I mean?
100.
And it was just like, yo, I don't want to be in the spotlight like
right,
that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I didn't think I was that good either. You know?
I gotta hear something, man, because I want.
It's on my YouTube, dog.
I want to be the judge of that. Yeah, I want to be the judge.
Because you know what? It is on my YouTube. If you scroll all the way down on the E Square Podcast channel. My shit is there.
Okay.
A couple songs out there.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to peep them out. I'm going to shoot you a text and let you know.
Nah, they're funny, bro. When you hear them, they're funny. Because what really it was my voice. I didn't like how, like, I sound like a kid. Like, my voice is just cringy. And it's almost the same thing with this podcast, too. Like, I don't listen to my own podcast.
Oh, word. You just put it out and let it do what it do.
The clips all listen, but like I can't really listen to it because, number one, I was there. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I already know what happened. But also, it's like it's just weird, like hearing yourself.
No, that's 100.
Do you listen to yourself?
Hell yeah, that's all I listen to. Me and my nigga, that's why everybody be like, man, you heard the new album.
Yeah, well, I guess in hip hop specifically, you gotta believe in yourself. Yeah.
No, I mean, yeah, definitely that. But every now and then when we taking trips and stuff, I want to take in other music and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you've really planted your flag out here and like made a name for yourself. You know what I'm saying? And the team, you got an impeccable team around you, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I love you guys' clique, man.
Oh yeah.
Hero, Sadru,
yes, sir.
Dizzy,
yes, sir.
You know, Peanut, Angel, everybody, man. Yep. It's like a solid, super solid crew. And I wish more crews would take notice of like your guys' roles, and you know, even though you guys aren't like an official, well, I guess it is still moving,
it's just an umbrella, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right, but you guys rock together, you know,
everybody got their role, everybody play their role
exactly. And it just seems like you guys really respect each other's space a lot.
Yep.
And how did that come about?
Well, really, just you know, because I've always been like the person that, you know, had been the production of everything as far as, you know, the artists coming to work with me and stuff like that. So I'm kind of like the glue of, you know, everything, you know, as far as that, but just meeting different people like that. But Dizzy is really what, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Meeting him and Well, I'm at Disney in 2008, but.
Oh, really?
Yeah, hell yeah.
God,
it was,
damn.
Yeah, it was 2008. You know, at them shows.
Oh, yeah.
At them shows. And Disney was like, yeah, at them shows. And like the Diamond Rose, they used to have the Daddy Max shows and stuff like that.
Daddy Max, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I used to hear about Disney and we end up meeting and stuff like that. But.
Well, you guys been cool since then? Like, or like.
We've been cool, but not like how we've been cool, right. You know. We ended up doing some work in 2010. We ended up doing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. We did. Hell yeah. We did. Like when we first, because Capo, an artist named Capo Young, had, he was, what was his name? Young Tay in the Young Ballers back in the day.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But Capo, I was working on Capo album at the time. And he wanted Dizzy to come through, and I ended up working on Dizzy shit. That was like 2010, 2011.
Wow.
But
you got history out here too. Yeah, you ain't even from here. You got history. Oh, yeah. Man, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. We tapped in because, you know, when I was, everybody thought I was famous because I had hella friends on MySpace. MySpace was popping back in the day.
Right.
And I had like 60,000 friends. Some motherfuckers thought I was famous. So
that was famous back then.
Exactly. They was making fake pages and all type of shit. You know what I'm saying? So motherfuckers was like, oh, that nigga famous. And the music was mediocre, but niggas thought, you know, I was doing my thing.
They were clout chasing.
Yes. Motherfuckers want me to come to their shows and shit. Yeah. And we end up meeting, you know, a lot of people like that.
How'd you get all that big following on MySpace?
Just putting pictures. I had the pictures that moved and shit like that.
Were ahead of the game.
Yeah, I had niggas who was doing the graphics for me and shit like that. Wow. Cause I was seeing motherfuckers. Those was the motherfuckers with all the followers and shit.
Yeah.
And when you young, you into shit like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I was just like, yeah, I want all that.
Damn.
And it just grew. Everybody was just, I think what made it grew was when people started using the picture, like other people was using my pictures and shit like that, it just made that my face just more.
Right.
You know what
familiar.
I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah.
So motherfuckers just like, let me add him.
Damn, you were Facebook famous.
Yep. No, MySpace.
MySpace famous. Yep. Damn. Do you still have that account open? Or is MySpace even a thing anymore?
Like, I went to it, but then I don't got the password for that shit. But I went to MySpace, but yeah, that shit's still up. It just looked hella weird and different now.
Wow. But your pictures are still up there?
Yep. Well, you gotta
I gotta go look at this shit.
That's hilarious. If you put Jay Reezy MySpace, you'll die. Wow. You'll die laughing.
And did all those followers transfer over to Facebook and Instagram?
Because I was stubborn with the new shit that was coming out with the Twitter and shit. I was late on all of that. I was like,
oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't transfer none of that over. I got it out the mud on Twitter.
Up.
Yep, I did.
Damn.
Terrible.
Twitter's tough.
Yeah, it's hella tough.
So tough, dog.
Bro, I did not. I started fucking with Twitter probably a year late.
Mm-hmm.
After, you know, it was already, everybody had started going over there and Facebook.
Yeah, Twitter's like one of those platforms where you got to be like clever and on point. And people are not going to just follow you on Twitter, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like Instagram at all. Nope. That shit is tough.
Yep.
I've been really trying to trying to be clever on Twitter. Like, it's like a challenge for me.
Oh, yeah, you got to.
I'm like, yo, how can I get this following up on here, bro? Because this shit is terrible, bro. I got like 200 followers, and it's like, yo, what do I got to do?
Toxic as hell on that motherfucker.
For
that's
real, messy as fuck. Something, talk shit, say some wild shit. For real, I'm about to wage war on fucking transgenders or something just for I'm not doing that. That was a joke. But yeah, man. Yeah, the internet hustle is something else, man.
Yeah.
But you seem like you got it down pretty good though.
Yeah.
Like do you take a certain approach, like a strategic approach to it, like with timing and all that, or you kind of just do what you want to do, let it fly?
Well, yeah, because I had to learn from, you know, Disney and stuff, because they used to have like projects like done like a month or two before they was even releasing them, because they were shooting videos to them and doing stuff like that, just having them, you know, just ready. So when they put the pre-order link out, motherfuckers, I have either a month, 3 months, or 2 months to actually promote the pre-order link. Right, you know, those go to the first week sales or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So just learning all of that, you know what I'm saying? Having the content ready already versus chasing, you know.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, you know, sometimes, you know,
everybody, they just let that shit fly, bro.
Yeah, you know,
trying to play catch up. Yeah.
Yep. So, It's hard doing it that way. You know what I'm saying? And if you get ahead of yourself, it's way better. You'll end up having, like, I got new music. Like, I got the album that we was talking about, and then I got singles after that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to catch up.
Yeah, you got to. So music just moves. Like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. I just want to start dropping every week or two just to be in everybody's face, because I got enough music to do it now.
Yeah. That last song that I'm only human.
Appreciate it.
Fire.
Appreciate it.
Fire.
Shout out to Euros.
Out to Euros, bro. You produced it too?
Yep.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it? This got to be nice not having really to go to a producer.
Yeah, I mean, because I be thinking about that sometimes from like try to think about that from the outside perspective, because if I couldn't explain what I wanted to somebody sonically, that would be
impossible.
What I'm saying? But now what I want, I can do what I want. You know what I'm saying? Whatever.
That's gotta be so like fucking.
Right. It's lavish.
Yeah, liberating, dog. Yeah. For real, because like you're in total control of the sound from top to bottom.
That's what, it's literally 100% creative control.
He's on his rush shit. Yo, Reezy's on his rush shit. Matt, do you engineer and all that?
Yeah, man.
But Good job, bro. Yeah, get this man Reezy a round of applause. True artist in this motherfucker, man. For real.
At 100.
For real, man.
Yeah, I mixed all Disney shit. I mixed all Euro shit. I mixed all Sadrew shit.
You mixed Euro shit?
Yeah.
I feel like Euros would like... Like Matt, he's like a mad scientist.
His voice is easy to mix. You know what I'm saying? He got one of them voices that's just, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Dizzy too, you know what I'm saying? It's just certain frequencies that just cut through.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
They trust you though. They trust you.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's what it is. That's really what it is.
Yeah. When did you start making money in music industry? Was that like weird for you? And is doing business in the music industry, especially in hip hop, has that been difficult or?
Nah, cause I just always went with the flow and just, you know, if things didn't do me or treated me right, I just kind of fell back from it. You know what I'm saying? I always felt like the music eventually will get us, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted in the ass, you know what I'm saying?
Versus
when me and Dizzy first met, I could have been like, well, I charge $500 for a beat. That probably could have eliminated the growth or any relationship we could have built, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it's like a weird thing, right? Because you want to be paid.
Yeah.
But you also want to build a relationship, so you have to find that middle ground.
I mean, shit, because you're at the bottom ground, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, when you're at the bottom, you ain't got shit. You better just take what you can get.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you got a hit out here, then you can.
You ain't got no leverage. Yeah, you got no leverage.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just, grow, build, especially with people you respect and.
The hell was that? My bad. Go ahead.
Especially with people you respect and love their craft and fuck with their shit. It's like, bro, come. Hell yeah. We'll get that on the back end.
Yeah.
Especially if it's coming in like that, which it is, you know what I'm saying?
Do you only fuck with artists that you, do you only like work with artists that you fuck with really? Or do you like, and shit, if they paying for the beat, who cares?
Yep, both.
Well, gotta get a bag, right?
Yeah, because,
you ever ask an artist that's so trash and they just want a beat from you and you're like, all right, you just take your tag off it?
Nah, because at the end of the day, man, it's probably some trash shit that you probably didn't heard that everybody fuck with, you know what I'm saying? So it just be like, to have that tag, you never know who going to,
fuck with that, I guess.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, even though niggas gonna do what they gonna do, but it's, it's just, to me, it's one of my productions. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get it out there to the world.
Yeah, I feel you. How you feel about the state of hip hop right now? Like with the music coming out and, just like the climate of hip hop and,
I feel like it's a middle ground because, you don't want to be the old head, you know what I'm saying?
You feel like you're getting there?
Because when I be hearing some of this shit, right? Yeah. And I just be like, nigga, that don't even make sense. Like, and I just be like, is this hot? And I be looking, you know what I'm saying? Is this
hot? You gotta like ask your little fucking cousin or something.
You gotta know, you know what I'm saying? And if they, sometimes when they be fucking with, I'll be like, are you fucking with it? Or is it, have your friends influenced you to fuck with it? And
That's the biggest thing.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's really good? Because if you really fuck with it, then it's just for y'all. You know, the youth is for the youth. You know what I'm saying?
It is a young man's game.
It is. It is.
But you know what's weird is I feel like we're finally we're rewriting that rule because of Nas putting out this incredible album, Jay-Z putting out, even Kanye's old as fuck.
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying? Still putting out plus 40, still putting out shit that's relevant and everybody's listening to.
But like I said, the youth is going to listen to it,
right,
but they're not going to spin it. You know what I'm saying?
Time after time, man.
Oh my God. They're going to spin that NBA. They're going to spin that whoever talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever they like, you know what I'm saying? They're going to spin it over and over and over. Of course, they're going to listen to the niggas who done put in the work because, you know, they got to show that respect. So eventually I'm going to tap in and listen to it, you know what I'm saying? But it's just what you spinning, though. What you getting in your car, you listening to every time. And I doubt the youth is doing that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what are kids listening to these days, man?
And they listening to whatever.
NBA Youngboy, yep, for sure. I feel like he's like the new generation GOAT, dog.
Yeah. I mean,
like, he's like almost unmatched.
I mean, from their perspective, you know, it's probably like our Lil Wayne, you know what I'm saying?
That's a good,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so
really tapped into the underground.
Yeah. Him, Lil Baby, you know, them niggas like that.
Yeah. Yeah, this whole shit with Lil Baby. Do you think about shit like that as an artist? Just being careful what you say online and maybe even in interviews.
Oh, yeah.
You know, saying wild shit or.
Yeah, well, I mean, recently, just because it's a. Oh my God, it's a whole little situation out here that you got to respect or deal with. You know what I'm saying? You got to be extraordinary if you can get over that hump after saying some shit. You know what I'm saying? These days, you know what I'm saying? Even with DaBaby, you know what I'm saying? With, you know, that shit, I'm just like, oh God.
It makes you just want to shut up, huh?
Well, man, like, I remember back in the day, I used to just say, you know, a lot of shit is like, man, oh, nigga, that's gay. You know what I'm saying? I used to say
it
that on Twitter.
Nothing to do with gay people.
Man, yeah. I went and got all that shit off? Yeah, I went and got all that out.
Yeah.
I went and got all that out.
You're probably smart, because, see, I worry about myself sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I could just say some dumb shit. And I'm not going to lie, bro. Sometimes, even with some of my friends, I use the F word sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
You
know what I mean? I don't, like, I just grew up saying
it, you know what I'm saying?
But I never intended to be like...
to the point where it's harmful to you, you know, to an individual, you know what I'm saying?
Somebody hit me with, I was like, wow, like, it's not, I'm not even talking about, I was talking to this girl and her sister was gay. Mm-hmm. And I would say it around her sometimes when I'm with my partners and she would get hella mad at me. I'm like, yo, I'm not even talking about her. You know what I'm saying? And she's like, well, would you say the N-word? I was like, oh, fuck.
Uh-oh.
You got me there. Because I guess it's the equivalent, you know.
Man, but I just said that on Facebook the other day. Or I almost said this on Facebook. I was just like, man, the equivalent is just like saying, like one of my chick's friends is gay. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like saying one of my, oh, I got a black best friend. You know what I'm saying? It's like the same thing, damn near.
Yeah, it's just... Man, people are just so sensitive, bro.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, man, why do we got to tiptoe around? Why can't we just, you know what I'm saying, enjoy this motherfucking world?
Why can't we just apologize? Like, if I fuck up and say something, why can't I just apologize?
Especially if I ain't know. If I know some better, then judge me on that. You know what I'm saying? If I know better. Like, oh, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure, man. It's a crazy world we live in, man.
Yes, sir.
Do you have hope for the future?
Ooh.
Just living in this world and, you know, being in the music industry and, you know, live events being threatened, you know, it's like...
Every day is something new. Every day is something new. I just try to push through just because it's like if I do step into that mindset, it might stress me out low-key, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I just wake up and just...
I know, it's like, fuck.
Let me get to the studio. You know what I'm saying? Let me figure out the next move to where I can start getting somewhere. Because I eventually do want to move back to Africa. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I want to have some businesses over here, but be chilling over there. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever been?
No,
just look good.
I just know that
it's calling you.
It's just that's the motherland. I'm finna go there.
That'd be dope. That'd be dope, bro.
When it's all said and done.
Who just said that? Didn't Meek Mill say I'm about to move back to Africa? Didn't he say that? I think he did say that recently.
He got the money to do it. You got the money to do it right
boy,
now.
Well, they said they'll treat you. You got some money, that American money, they'll treat you like a king.
Man, I'll be ducked off just because I don't even want to deal with motherfuckers kissing up to me and all of that, doing all that. I just want to be ducked off.
Shit, they say that you walk in the house. Yeah, they say that you walk in the house, the women will wash your feet.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I don't have no problem with that.
I got that on American soil.
Uh-oh, Reezy.
That's good. Man, I like women that like treating me like how I treat them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you single these days?
You know, I keep
my bad. My bad.
You know,
it's tough out here, huh? Vegas,
nah, yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's tough. Yeah. It's tough.
Land of the pimps. I get it. Trust me, I'm a square dude. I'm as square as it gets.
He's square, huh?
He's square. I'm as square as it gets. And dating out here is rough, man.
Yeah.
It's like they either used to be a hoe or they're an undercover hoe. You know, they're a stripper. I'm pro prostitute.
Oh, period. Motherfuckers getting their income together. Oh, you know what I'm saying? First. So, you know what I'm saying? If you want to fall in love with somebody, you probably won't go to the South or something.
Yeah. Yeah, the women out there are probably way different, huh?
Well, they raised to be wives, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So it's different. Mm. It's different. It's not raised to be like, you know, I got to get some money to pay the bills, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all these girls out here want to have opinions and shit.
Yeah, everybody want to have the thing, the higher life too. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's there. It's Vegas. It's right down the strip. Mm-hmm. It's tempting.
Yes, it is, bro. It's weird. Do you go down the strip a lot?
Hell no. Only when they're making moves and shit. And only when I got family in town. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. But I'd rather go downtown and just be in one of those low-key bars, just like, oh, shit, they playing hip-hop? Mm-hmm. We there.
Yeah, downtown's dope, bro. I love downtown. Yeah. But going around the country, what's your favorite place to perform at?
Dallas.
Where?
Yeah, because they fucking me out there heavy. Mm. Definitely.
Yeah.
Dallas and Fort Worth, hell yeah. Every time I went out there, they like, bro, we trying to bring you right back.
Oh, word.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. Dope, man. That's and do you know where to go? Like, do you pay? Like, how do you know that your fans are in Dallas? Just the internet?
Well, that and just seeing the love. You know, when we was out there on tour, because Dizzy put me on three or four tours. You know what I'm saying? The first tour he took me on was just he would bring me out on his set. Mm-hmm. You know, just to do a song. Then the next tour, I had my own set. Then the next tour, I had more minutes in the set.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Dizzy, man.
Man,
that's love.
Yeah, hell yeah. Dizzy, right? He was like, what? Bro, you got it. I fuck with you. Come on the road with me. Let's see how you do.
And you seize the moment?
Yeah. Because I always like performing, you know what I'm saying? Once I got a hang of it.
Yeah. It's kind of like a skill, huh?
Hell yeah. Especially that projecting your voice. Yeah. And especially without the words, you know, because a lot of niggas rap with the words and shit like that. So just being able to project your voice and get to the crowd looking the motherfucker eyes. I'm saying what I feel to you right now. Dope, I'm performing this motherfucker.
Yeah, I want to. It's like on my bucket list to do some public speaking because I'm terrified of it.
Ooh.
Terrified, bro. Terrified.
Yeah, the performing part still easier than the
speaking.
Yeah, because in between songs, I'm still getting used to that. But I'll be everybody having a good time. You know what I'm saying? You know, all of that shit because you got
to. Yeah, because the music's there to be your friend, kind of. Yeah. But when the music goes off, and you want to just talk.
Yeah,
it's like
you want to introduce. And it's like a story. Like, if your show, like, some niggas have a, like, Dizzy set is like a story. A lot of niggas' sets is really a set. It builds all the way up.
Right.
And if you're talking to the crowd, you can make your show whatever, you know what I'm saying? It can really be a whole story somewhere. Like the fan, especially for somebody meeting you for the first time, it'll make them like, okay, let me see what else he got on his joint. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I saw the first concert I went to, it was like that. It was J. Cole. He performed out here, Life is Beautiful.
Oh, okay.
He's like a couple years ago, and he fucking sat there and just talked to the whole crowd for like 20 minutes.
See, bro,
and after that, it was like, yo, this is the coldest motherfucker ever. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Having that. Even with DJing, you know what I'm saying? The DJs who can MC as well, the motherfuckers is,
That's for sure. That's different. Why Franny's the GOAT, though.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, he got that shit dialed in, bro.
Yep.
100%.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Performing is, do you perform with your background vocals on?
Nah, that's what I was saying.
Give him another round of applause, bro. God damn, bro. You checking all the boxes right now, man.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. Just learn. That's a whole element. Just learning to project your voice without that, you know, them vocals in the background. You know what I'm saying? Just having that single vocal just.
Yeah, that's been a big topic recently that I've had with a lot of people and I've seen on the internet is especially rappers just getting on there and kind of like playing sing-along.
Well, especially after that, you seen that that verses with Jadakiss and them with
Dipset.
The whole time he was on their neck about it.
Yeah, and it was like, and then I don't think people really realize it until like fans really realize it until somebody calls it out. And it's like, yo, for real, like you just, like you got your song playing. We want to see you perform. You're not really performing.
Exactly.
You know, you're using that music as a crutch.
Especially when you got your boys, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, if you're running out of breath, they should be able to get the backgrounds to where you can come right back in.
Mm-hmm.
Or if the crowd know these songs, hit them with the, you know what I'm saying, on some parts to where you can get your shit.
Or rehearse.
And know where to take a breath. You can tell who getting booked and who not.
Man. That's why, bro, if you ain't getting booked, just shut the fuck up. Please. All you artists that just feel so entitled to fucking support and people reposting your shit, you're not getting booked. Nobody cares. Shut the fuck up. Please. Good Lord.
It's so frustrating, dog.
It's so annoying.
You get booked, you get practice, man. Yeah. You get some practice and or just shit. There's rehearsal rooms out here. Anytime we get ready to go on the show or on the road, I hit that rehearsal room.
Yeah.
Get right.
Well, that's what real artists do. It's a job. You know what I'm saying?
100.
So, you know, you guys do this shit for money. You don't do this shit as a hobby or as like, you know, half-assed, you know?
Yeah, 100.
Yeah, man, it's so beautiful what you guys are doing for, you know, for the city. And I hate to say it, the city doesn't give Dizzy his credit. And you know that, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, enough, you know, enough of the flowers that he deserves.
Right, right, right.
And yo, you guys are like, I say all the time, bro, Dizzy still moving. The whole crew is like paving the way.
Right.
You know, everybody just follow suit a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Giddy's, because you guys are super humble.
Yeah.
You're not like, you know, super flashy.
That's what it is. Yeah. That's what it is, though. You know what I'm saying? If we was out here flashing and, you know, going crazy and, you know, just being loud and doing that, motherfuckers, I think motherfuckers gravitate to that more faster. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And we're doing it on an independent level, you know what I'm saying? To where it's not mainstream, you know what I'm saying? Because it is a difference between the residency and what, you know, even though we still, you know, can tour the whole city, tour the whole country, you know what I'm saying?
You still got to grind, though.
Still got it. It's different between that major label bag and, you know what I'm saying, independent bag.
For sure. I can only imagine. But you guys are doing it, man. It's like, when you go to other cities and you got fans coming out in other cities.
Standing waiting in lines and shit. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's like, you know, that's really only the true measure in this internet age is of like what you're doing is, are you selling tickets?
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's the real measurement.
All the
you can make any number lie.
All those numbers are inflated. Yep. Nobody trusts the numbers. You don't even need really that much money to make it look like you're popping on the internet these days. But you cannot fake ticket sales, bro.
Nope.
So, you know.
Congratulations on that.
Hey, that's dope. But it's just dope to have that experience. That's like my one, like, bucket list thing. I just want to go on tour with somebody. Right. I want to be a part of the process. Like, I want to be the tour manager because my partner does it for big artists.
Right, right, right.
And he's just like, you know, he works. It's a job for him.
So what you want to do, the bus or you want to do the sprinter?
Oh man! Don't tell me that, yo.
Because you know there's levels to that too. You know what I'm saying? But even the sprinter, you know, I personally ain't did the sprinter yet. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because you know every time Dizzy took me, he had the bus, and that shit is to me, shit, you know what I'm saying? That's easy.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But we did a little run, and we did Utah, Idaho, then Idaho Falls, then Boise in the sprinter, and that was only three joints, but man,
that's a trip up there though.
Yeah, you feel it.
Yeah, no, for sure. I used to be in management, and we had a couple shows up in Oregon,
right.
And you know, a couple shows other places, and we traveled a little bit.
Right.
And you know, we were in that white Sprinter van, you know, the white van, yes, that, you know, the long ass van.
Yes, sir.
And I thought it was fun. I love the grind. I love coming, like, having nothing and making that shit work.
Bro, all motherfuckers need is a tour route. And
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And exactly. Then there's actually companies to where you go through that and they give you a tour route, especially if you actually putting your music out and marketing it to not just only one place, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that.
Yeah.
You got it to where you can go do some tour runs.
Yeah.
The next time you come back, if you did your thing the first time, the next time you come back, it'll be more people. The next time you come back, it'll be more people. You just build it like that.
Yeah, those little towns up there, like Vegas, is like, we don't know about little towns like that. Yeah. Those little college towns up in Oregon and shit.
Boy, they come out.
Yeah, because they ain't got nothing else to do.
Exactly. and you'll be performing right there downtown, and you get a lot of walk-up sales just because they don't be doing shit.
They're looking for something to do. Yep. Right? What do you think a lot of these up-and-coming artists are not doing? Like, doing right? You know, like, you traveled the country, you know.
Just marketing. Mm. Because it's hard after the music is made, it's really the easiest part. As hard as it is, that's the easy part.
Right.
But getting it out to people who like what you make is, you know what I'm saying, that's the tricky part. And that's where a lot of people is just, you know what I'm saying, I think a lot of people is creating music banking on a overnight sensation, you know what I'm saying, versus putting $20, $30, $40 or whatever you got, whatever your budget is, just something, you know what I'm saying, put that shit into marketing and find out because the people who do like it, they're going to latch on, and then you just feed them, build, let them be word of mouth, let them be your promo.
Well, I think like the way you guys do it, the way you do it is like you know, like you were saying earlier, is you make the music and it's done.
Yeah.
And then you focus on marketing.
Yep.
Like you focus on the rollout.
Yep.
And it's not just like creating, putting out, back to creating, yes, putting sir. Out, because that's only one aspect of the business, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of motherfuckers don't do.
Man, you know what I'm saying? And you can get sponsors. Once you start doing your shit, you can start getting sponsors to where they can put up the bread for you if you ain't really got it like that. They'll get their percentage.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying?
Give and you some it, shit. Yeah.
Yeah, but you'll get the job done. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, man. Are you tapped into the Vegas music scene, like the, you know, the local scene out here? Well, obviously you're tapped in, but like, are you like, you know, currently? Are you like, you know?
It just depends on what.
This isn't a trick question. I'm not trying to trap.
Well, yeah, that is, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I pretty much know.
Yeah.
I pretty much know if it's hot, you know what I'm saying? If it's hot and you doing your thing, I done heard about you for sure.
Yeah, I asked that question because it just seems like I have a lot of music friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I have the music friends that like make money in music.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Really do it. And then I have the friends that like are trying to do it kind of, but they don't, you know what I'm saying? So they're still very local and shit. So when I see the difference in Vegas, it's like the people that like yourself and, you know, the Dizzy Rides and the Euros and the Jazz Lasers and all these other people, they're not overly invested into the local scene. But the guys that like are still struggling, they're super invested into like, oh, I'm gonna put on for Vegas, let's unify the city, this and that. And I'm just like, so that's why I want to get your feedback on that, because, you know, it just seems like it's a common trend.
I just think that's the bottom of what they
where
say
you start, that, you know?
Yeah, that's what they say, like the crab in the barrel little situation. That's the bottom of the barrel.
Right.
Just because I see that from other cities, too. You know what I'm saying? I got people on Facebook and like Twitter who live in other cities, and I see them saying the same thing, like, oh, we just got to do the unity thing. And I'll just be like, oh, that just must be the local thing. You know what I'm saying?
Makes me sick.
So it's not just Vegas, but you know what I'm saying?
It's the mentality.
Yeah, it's just the mentality of not knowing, because knowledge is key. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just doing the music and not really saying, okay, what. You can literally go to YouTube, like y'all said. What can I do to market my music? Mm. There's a million people explaining it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
No, for real. All the answers are there.
Yeah,
bro.
They
yeah.
got it. You just for have free. To. You have to want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so many people just, even to have that question, like, that takes time. You know what I'm saying? Because you just like, now I want to put this. I want to get. a lot of it, a lot of people just want to be relevant. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Especially because I used to be the cool nigga in high school. Oh, so, and those after are the that's worst, bro. And after that's over, it's just like, what can I do to maintain getting these bitches? You
they
know
peaked
what I'm
in high school, yeah, bro. I'm so glad I didn't peak in high school, bro.
A lot of it is just relevancy. Let me put a video out. Mm-hmm. Show these niggas I can, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, the people who taking it serious is getting.
Yeah.
They got people coming out, they're doing the sales.
Getting the results.
Yeah, they're getting the results.
Yeah, but you know, it's just like, it's funny because I want to help so many artists, but at the same time, like, I'm not wasting a second or a dollar on you motherfuckers, bro.
Man.
You know. But you know.
That's the same way. Because if we see them up, everybody I see doing their thing, I try to tap in with them for sure. Cause
who you tapped in with right now? Like who's on your like radar as far as Las Vegas?
Day Deuce. I've been hearing his joint. Yeah. Well, man, I've been seeing his. I like his joint for mm-hmm. sure. I like his shit. Who else? I think Trey Bizzle. I heard him.
Trey Bizzle. Yeah.
Your boy, what's his name?
Crooklyn.
Yeah, that nigga so hard.
Yeah.
And what's the other one? Who Crooklyn was with? Fast had shown me a song that him and Crook had did with mm-hmm. somebody else that was on that Beyond.
Weez? Was it Taylor Weez?
No, it wasn't Taylor. Oh, but Taylor Weez is hard.
Oh, he's hard too. Who was that?
He was a younger cat. He was like one of them. It's not. But a Jelani Amir.
Jelani, okay.
It's a couple other people. But yeah, then the Givens, you know what I'm saying? Right. Of course, the Givens, you know what I'm saying?
Landlords,
those are the Givens.
Yeah, the goats, yeah.
Them the goats, of course, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, other than that, but just, you know, just the same names that don't really get mentioned like that. And the niggas that I'm like, oh, okay, now we need to do some shit. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of talent, but talent don't pay the bills all the time, man.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't know, man. I don't know what it is like, but just got to get the business right, I guess.
Man, and the mindset, you have to be assertive with this shit, bro. Mm-hmm. And, you know, procrastination, that's still one of my things, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? You have to fight through that shit and be assertive. Tell mm-hmm. yourself, yeah. All right, I'm doing this shit right now. All
right.
And go do it because you'll tell yourself, man, I got plenty of time and that shit. Next thing you know, you're
40.
Yep, I swear to God. I swear to God, time flies like a motherfucker. I swear to God.
And the beautiful thing about that, the fact that time flies, is like, it's terrible if you procrastinate, but it's beautiful if you get to work. Because if you get to work, bro, in 1 year, your life can go
buku.
You know what I'm saying?
And yes, sir.
So that's the beautiful thing about it. But procrastination is definitely something that we all deal with fucking phones and distractions and all this extra shit, man.
Man, and that shit will whoop your ass your dreams ass, for real.
Yeah. What how many hours you spend on your phone a day?
Ooh.
It tells you.
Where I go ahead to tell me that?
Oh, hold up. All right, we about to have a moment of truth. About to go to settings.
Hold on.
Go to settings.
Yeah.
And then it just scroll down, screen time. This is embarrassing.
Oh, shit.
This is embarrassing.
Where is that? All the way at the bottom?
No, it's like a little bit down. It's like the fourth one down. This is embarrassing. I don't even want to say this out loud.
Oh, shit.
Good Lord. But I've been sick, so I've been in the house. Time. All right. I've been in the house.
It's off. Do I have to turn it on?
Oh, it's off?
Yeah.
Oh, you lying.
Yeah, it say turn on screen time.
Oh, okay. All right. I was about to say, you got 10 hours over there.
I'm going to turn that on.
My shit is 6 hours.
I'm going to turn it on. 6?
A day.
Ooh, that ain't bad.
That's not bad. That's terrible.
How many
staring
hours,
at my screen.
How many hours up? You up a day, though?
I'm up, I mean, you know, like 8 a.m. to probably midnight.
So what's that? 8 a.m.
That's 16 hours.
Yeah, so
six of those hours I'm staring at my phone, dog.
No, but
that is sad.
But it's probably just calculating the movement and the activity and shit that.
That's when my screen is open.
When your screen open?
Yeah, that's when it was.
Damn. Oh boy, I've been scrolling.
Yeah. I mean, I quit my job and I have been sick. So I give myself a little credit, but I haven't looked at that in a while. That's terrible. I need to cut that down to one.
I just turned mine on. It's probably gonna be cheating now that I know about it.
Oh no!
But yeah,
because you think about that though, like 5-6 hours a day for a month. 6 times 30, dog. What? 6 times 30. That's 180 hours.
Sheesh.
A month.
Damn.
Over the course of a lifetime, bro. Oh man.
Nigga can be getting paid all them 6 hours too.
Man. Dog. I need to do some self-reflection.
Bro. Nah, it's probably people who got all 16 hours in that motherfucker.
Bro, I mean, if I was making money on my phone, that'd be different, but I'm not.
Bro, I be seeing people on Twitter, they should just say all day, 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute, 4 minute.
Talking to themselves. I don't get it.
That's
addiction, bro. It's addiction at its finest, man. All right, so let's get back to the music, man. What can we expect on this album? We don't know when it's coming out yet, but what can we expect?
You can expect features from Day Deuce, Euros.
Oh, Dizzy. You got Day Deuce on there?
Yeah, I had to, just cause. And I'm gonna tap back now that I got a little bit more time to work with. You know what I'm saying? I want to tap in with Teddy.
Okay,
I want to
make the call.
In.
Easy.
Yes, sir.
Easy call.
And, he hit me in, and we were supposed to do a project.
I told him to.
Well, I ain't gonna say it, but yeah, he wanted to do a project, but I was gonna produce the joint.
Oh, and, dope.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, after we got done with our interview, I called him, I told him to tap in.
Hell yeah. I wanna get him on there for sure. Okay. Just cause it's.
He's hard, bro.
Yeah, he's hard.
He's just one of them artists that, you know, I love him to death. I used to manage him for a while, so I've known him for some years, but he's one of them artists that just has a real. He's super talented. But his brain is he has the artist brain.
Oh, yeah.
And it don't work on the business side of things, you know what I'm saying? And I love him to death, and he'll agree with me. But you know what I'm saying? The business
like
and the marketing thing.
And
this is why artists need managers.
Yeah.
And need
yes,
people
sir.
Around them to, yep. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So go ahead,
Keith. Yeah. And just, who else? Oh, Tracy T.
Okay.
Tracy T, you know, Tracy T, my Atlanta artist. You know what I'm saying? He used to be signed to, what's his name? Rick Ross.
Oh,
he was with Yada and them too.
Oh, word? Oh, okay. He's from out here? Oh, no, he's from Atlanta. You said.
Yeah, he's from Atlanta. No. But, yep. He's from Atlanta. But, yeah, he had to, he had that deal with them and shit like that. But, yeah, I got Tracy T on there. I produced for him as well.
Okay.
Who else I got on there? Who else I got on there?
Dizzy Euros.
Yep, Dizzy Euros, Day Deuce. And I'm gonna tap back in with a couple more people, man.
Okay.
Just cause I want some names from out here to get that spotlight. Well, at least the people I done tapped in outside of the city to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's some other niggas in Vegas that's doing anything other than the Gibbons.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's a lot of people out here, bro.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of people. They just got package it up right.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Is it weird having your brother as your videographer, or is it cool?
No, because he always been doing, even playing basketball, like that was his punishment. My pops used to make that nigga record my
No
games.
Way. That is
so
hilarious.
He used to it. He used to record me, so he just and he with it, he like, bro, I'm whatever, bro.
Yeah.
Whatever you need, you know what I'm saying? That's my dog.
He's such a great dude. He's really like locked in with it, you know what
yes,
I'm saying?
Sir.
He takes that shit
yes,
serious.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
hell
dope.
Yeah.
See, man, it's like you do all your own music, and your brother is your videographer.
Man,
you are blessed as a motherfucker.
Oh yeah, we're a production team in one house. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So it's cool.
Do like artists try to like sneak their way into the circle? Do they like kind of like try to work their way?
I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Because I would. If I was all right, I'd be like, yo, I'm trying to hang out with them.
I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? It's just, even if a nigga was to try to do that, if he cool, then, I don't mind. You know what I'm saying? We cool and you fit the cloth. You don't do no weirdo shit. We drinking and you fade it and you still cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the test.
Oh, my God. Niggas will transform on you. You be like, God damn.
Oh, bro, for real. It's like, yo, you're now all your inhibitions, and we see your true self going
yes, sir,
on.
Sir, bro. Man. And you just be like, man, even taking people on tour, just being on the road, you living with motherfucker for, 2.5 months or half a month, 1.5 months. So you really learn who people is, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, I can rock with you, you know what I'm saying? If we can do this, we can, we good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big thing too. It's just being a cool person behind
yes,
the music. Being,
because that matters. That matters a lot. Because
if you're an asshole, nobody wants to work with an asshole.
I ain't tripping off of none of that. Bro.
Unless you're Kanye.
Exactly. If it's gonna fatten the nigga pie, I deal with it. I'm still dealing with it. But I ain't gonna call you. You ain't gonna be in none of my pictures at the birthday party. You know
you
what
ain't
saying?
Coming to Thanksgiving, motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I think we're rounding third base, man. Let's bring it home, man.
Already.
Anything you want to shout out?
Man, I want to shout out all the artists in Vegas that's doing their thing, man. If I missed your name, I want to shout out to you, everybody that's getting it out the mud, doing their thing. I want to shout out Dizzy. I want to shout out Euros, all my niggas, so Drew, Peanut, Tay, Toxic, everybody, you know what I'm saying? If I missed anybody,
Angel.
Lex, Angel, you know what I'm saying? You know, they're my dogs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Hell yeah. Shout out my mama. Shout out my pop. You already know.
Hell yeah. Well, I appreciate you pulling up, man. Finally, we got it done.
Yes, sir.
It should be out tomorrow. And, you know what I'm saying? We're looking forward to the album.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Tap in with your boy, man. I am Reezy on the, you know, of course, you probably gonna put it up there. But
yeah,
I am Reezy on the Instagram. Uvme.com if you want to, you know, tap in with the merch, you know what I'm saying? Go to YouTube and type in Pandering Express and you'll get the whole story if you view me.
Pandering Express. What in God's green earth? All right, shit. Now that's a motherfucking clip right there, bro. Pandering Express.
Yeah, it's a whole little YouTube parody that me and my boys did back in that. And that's what we kind of made. I made You Feel Me off of that little situation, you know what I'm saying? And it just stuck, you know what I'm saying?
For sure, man. I've been rocking your shit. For
man,
sure.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, you
appreciate
see me on the gram?
Hey, you know, shit, I rock it everywhere I go. You know what I'm saying? Even if I ain't got it on, I got it on. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. I appreciate you. Until next time, bro.
Appreciate you, man.
Sir, peace.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah. It's done. Yes.